Do you know where he went?
He's here. My stolen car.
He went to look, he went to check on his car. I can't take credit, that was...
That's good.
That was Colonel Overturk with that idea.
I didn't say that loud.
Let me just go look in the hall. I don't wanna start and then... Are we still on?
Yes, we are.
Okay, Attorney Sinetti is back.
For better or worse.
All right, case number 7, 23-041. Morning. Sir, can you please identify yourself for the record, spelling your last name and indicating the authority you're representing here today?
Sure. My name is Detective Sergeant Zachary Klomberg, K-L-O-M-B-E-R-G. I'm representing the issuing authority for the town of Bloomfield.
Thank you, Detective. Would you like to make a brief opening statement?
Yes, ma'am. Good morning to the board. Today, the issuing authority plans to introduce evidence and testimony to support our denial of the appellant's pistol permit based on three areas. The first being the family violence related arrest and subsequent conviction. Second of all, concerns regarding suitability that were revealed as part of the family violence related investigation and a subsequent additional incident as well. And third, incomplete information in the appellate's pistol permit application in which they admitted their conviction history.
Okay, Detective, just to clarify, the family violence matter, is the issuing authority claiming that's a disqualifier, or what's the position there?
It's a family violence related, it was a family violence related investigation and arrest. The appellant's SPRC does indicate that it is a family violence related conviction. It does not appear in NICS. So I think at this point we're going to base that on suitability.
Okay. Thank you for the clarification. Sir, would you like to make a brief opening statement?
First, I'd like to say this was almost over a decade ago. Secondly, I would like to say I have no other convictions. Haven't been in any trouble within the last year since those convictions. I was a teenager when that happened. That's about it.
Okay. Detective, you may proceed with your case.
Sure. So for the first part, the initial family violence related investigation that resulted in the appellant's arrest and a subsequent conviction for disorderly conduct was in September of 2016. Police were called to the appellant's address for a reported disturbance. As part of the investigation, the investigating officer did determine it was family violence related. The appellant's brother provided a sworn written statement indicating that he heard the appellant and the appellant's mother arguing over a cell phone and a pair of headphones. The appellant's brother indicated that the appellant punched a hole in the wall and then witnessed the appellant get into a physical altercation with their mother as the primary aggressor. And this involved the appellant wrestling with her and falling onto a nearby bed. The appellant's brother indicated in their statement that they had to physically restrain the appellant to allow their mother to leave the scene, and that the appellant subsequently broke a lamp in the room and threw and broke a plate. The appellant's brother also indicated in the written sworn statement that the appellant's stepfather witnessed the appellant make threatening statements that he was going to, quote, kill the fat bitch, referring to the appellant's mother, and that he was going to, quote, kill and beat the appellant's stepfather. The appellant's brother also indicated, or the appellant's stepfather also indicated that the appellant had thrown something at him and had told him, you're a bitch, you're a punk, you're 63 years old, and you're going to die, and no one's going to be at your funeral. During the course of this family violence-related investigation, the appellant's mother indicated to officers that the appellant frequently loses his temper and believes that he was in need of medication to control his anger. The appellant was subsequently arrested and convicted for disorderly conduct, and then in 2019, officers were again called to the appellant's address where a neighbor reported a physical altercation involving the appellant and his brother outside and witnessed them rolling around on the ground fighting. An earring belonging to the appellant's mother was found in the driveway as well, but upon interviews by the investigating officers, none of the involved parties wished to cooperate or continue with the investigation and was subsequently closed. And third of all, during review of the appellant's DPS 799C pistol permit application, which was sworn to and notarized, he had indicated in the application that he had not been convicted of any crime in the state of Connecticut. And that is it.
Thank you, Detective. Sir, do you have any questions for the detective based on what he just stated? No? Okay. Board, questions for the detective? No? Okay. Do you have any other witnesses?
No.
Okay, sir, it's your turn to tell us what you'd like us to know.
So basically, the incident happened in 2016, like, 2024.
Could you just speak up a little bit, sir? Thank you. You don't have to speak into the mic, just your voice.
So the incident happened in 2016, or now in 2024. I haven't been convicted of anything, like I said. I did fill out the application, and I did fill out that I wasn't convicted of anything. One, because I thought it was, like, a felon charge that you were filling out, basically, that they were asking. And secondly, I didn't understand when I got convicted. Like I said, it was 2016, I was young. I didn't understand what was going on. And also, the last thing, so sorry, I currently been living with all those people that I had an incident with, on and off since. I live with them currently too.
Is that in Bloomfield? Detective, do you have questions for the appellant?
Just to clarify, are you saying that you have never been convicted, or you have been convicted? You have mentioned that you told the board that you have not been convicted of anything.
No, I'm saying I haven't been convicted since then.
Okay, all right. And the reason for your omission of that conviction was you didn't understand that the application process?
Yeah, basically I didn't understand the question they were asking. I thought they were asking, have you ever been convicted of a felony?
Do you recall that incident where you were arrested in Bloomfield and subsequently convicted?
Yes.
In your pistol permit application, when it asks you if you... have previously been arrested for any offense, you had indicated that you did not recall. So do you recall the incident, or do you not recall it?
No, I recall it.
Okay. At the time of the offense, in the investigation, the officers had in speaking with your mother, she had expressed some concern about some anger issues that you have. Did you feel like you had any kind of anger management issues at the time?
I wouldn't say anger management, but I definitely had trouble expressing myself, things like that.
Okay. And she had also indicated that she believed there was a need for medication to help you in that area.
You can answer that for yourself. It's 2016 or 2024. I
would make a big commitment since
then.
Okay. All right. I have no further questions.
the board have questions for the appellant?
I would like to ask.
Just one quick question, or maybe two. One was, how old were you when the incident with your parents, with your mother occurred?
The only reason why I know the date is because I got the skateboard.
So you don't know how old you were in September of 2016?
No.
Well, when were you born and when, do the math.
So about 19? Does that sound about right? The incident occurred.
Sir, can you please speak up? We need to keep a record of this, so you really have to speak up.
So you're about, you were 19 when it occurred, you believe?
Yes.
So the incident occurred in 2016, September. The conviction was 2 years later before it was finally resolved in court. Were you part, did you do any programs? It seems just like a, that's for that. Do you recall anything that, it seemed to.
I can't 100% tell you, but I think I actually did go to a class.
Were you offered a program and then unable to complete it? It seems like a 2 year program seems like a long time and then end up with a conviction.
I think what happened was I was going to a program. I can't 100% tell you, but what it was I was going to a program on asylum in Hartford, and it was hard for me to get rides there all the time. So I was going to them, but then I didn't make it to all of them. That's a part of the agreement.
Okay, so the agreement fell through and then you ended up having to take the conviction?
Yes.
And have you taken any anger management or any classes like that on your own since?
No.
What do you do for work?
I'm a dietary.
And how long have you been doing that?
3 to 4 years.
For the same company?
Yes.
Sir, you really got to speak up. I can barely hear you. I'm sitting right across from you.
It's like three to 4 years.
And that's all I had.
Okay. Dr. Conrad, did you have questions?
Could you explain to us, since 2016, how you've changed that would make us feel that you were suitable to have a PISA permit?
Well, basically, I mean, I worked on it. I feel like my biggest problem was, like I said, not expressing myself and just going straight to anger instead of communicating. And now I've got that. It's just basically maturing. It was basically being a kid before and now being mature. I was a teenager, I was 19.
And you, I think I heard you correctly, you continue to live with your same family members, including your mother?
Yes, we have a good relationship. Could you work with her too.
Could you describe what's changed in your relationship with your mother?
Communication. It's the main thing, is communicating, speaking, understanding something.
As you reflect back on your younger behaviors, especially with reference to how you treated your mother, what could you tell us about that?
It could definitely be handled by speaking it out instead of being angry and calling each other names and whatever the case is.
Yeah, there were some pretty derogatory terms that you used with reference to the woman who brought you into this world.
No, I definitely understand that.
Other questions? Chief?
Go back to your application a little bit. When it says, have you ever been arrested for any crime in any jurisdiction, you said yes, cannot be recalled. But then your testimony was that's not accurate, you do recall.
Yes, because I've obviously been told that that was wrong, you know? I got the mail.
No, I know that, but when you wrote this, you remembered the incident at that time, right? I mean, you didn't just...
Could you explain that again? I'm not understanding.
When you wrote cannot be recalled, that wasn't true. You knew you had been arrested. Maybe you couldn't recall the details or the exact dates or anything like that, but you knew, obviously you knew because you said yes.
Yeah, I've been arrested before, but was I convicted?
Whose job is it, do you think, to get the information about your arrest, indicating charges, locations, dates of arrests, and dispositions?
Me?
Yeah, yours. And you didn't do that. You just wrote, I don't recall, or cannot be recalled.
Like I told you, I was young, and
Well, you're not young now.
I didn't understand what was going on. Yeah, it happened when I was young.
Okay.
It happened when I was.
I understand, but you filled this out in 2022 maybe? 2022.
Yes, what I'm saying is the incident happened when I was young.
I got you, but you said you had been arrested, but then you didn't provide any information. Did you try to look it up? Did you call the court? Did you look up your record online? Did you ask the state police for your record?
I did. Records of me calling the police department.
Okay, and then why didn't you write that down? They must have given
because
you the information.
I did it after I found out that I was actually convicted of something. I didn't know I was going to.
No, no. We're going to get to the convictions, but right now we're just talking about the arrest, which you clearly remembered. You said yes. You checked yes, but then you didn't follow up with answering the rest of the question. I'm trying to figure out why.
I'm not understanding what you're saying.
Do you see your? Have you seen your application recently?
No, I haven't seen it.
Do you have it? You can show it?
Yes.
Sir, just remember to speak up. I know it's probably not normal
for
you to speaking to so many people, but
just the part. Have you ever been arrested?
What page are we on?
Do you see where you wrote cannot be recalled?
Well, the way I obviously I read it wrong. Now that I can see it now. The way I read it was basically where you convicted.
Now that question's coming up. This is, have you been arrested? You said yes, you read that correctly. But then your response was, I can't recall, or cannot be recalled.
Yes, because I read it wrong. I thought that it was basically saying, have you ever been convicted? Like I already.
All right, you're still not getting it. It says you said yes, you have been arrested. But what did you not recall? When you wrote cannot be recalled, what did you not recall?
I don't know.
All right.
'22.
Okay. Then under convicted, you said no, but that is not true.
And we just touched that. I told you I wasn't sure on what was.
Okay. You said what you said was you thought it meant.
I wasn't sure if I was being convicted. If basically if it was asking me if I had a felony or not.
Okay. Does it say that? Does it say do you have a felony?
I didn't. Clearly, it doesn't say that. But what I'm saying is I read it wrong. You read everything right every single time you read.
What are you asking me the question?
No, I'm asking.
What did you read wrong? I'm getting it. Doesn't say do you have any. It says have you ever been convicted under the laws of this state, federal laws, or the laws of another jurisdiction? And you said no. But the answer is, what's the answer today?
Yes.
Yes. The answer is yes. All right. Thank you.
Other questions by the board? Seeing none, sir. Do you have any other witnesses? No?
No.
Okay. Would you like to make a closing statement? No? Okay. Would you like to make a closing statement, Detective?
Issuing authority maintains, it believes its denial is supported based on the family violence related arrest and conviction, the concerning circumstances regarding that incident, and pattern of behavior from the appellant at the time. And then also a concern regarding the appellant withholding information and or minimizing the incidents that led to his arrest and conviction created concern for the issuing authority in terms of suitability, where the appellant is either minimizing or not taking full responsibility or awareness for what had occurred in the past and how it could potentially impact his ability as a valid pistol permit holder and firearms owner.
Thank you, Detective. Be factual.
Sure. This is a denial by the town of Bloomfield. The denial is based on suitability. The basis of the denial, there was a family violence arrest and conviction for disorderly conduct. The incident occurred in September of 2016, in which the appellant, that is reported, was in an altercation with his mother, punched a wall, made threatening statements to other family members, did some property damage, was again arrested for disorderly conduct and convicted approximately 2 years later. There was also an incident at the residence in 2019 when it was reported he had a possible altercation with his brother, but that was not corroborated and no arrests were made. in the appellant's application. He did check yes to having an arrest, and then wrote could not recall or something to that effect regarding the specifics. And then he did check no for the question regarding any convictions, when in fact he did have a conviction September of 2018 for disorderly conduct.
Thank you, Colonel. Comments by the board?
I just think the only thing I would add is what you asked is the program. He was accepted into a program, and then it sounds like he failed out of the program and ended up with a conviction.
Yeah, but there's no record of that.
No,
just
but
from
that's
the appellant's testimony.
By the appellant's testimony, because he couldn't get there.
Yeah. Mr. Gray?
I want to go back to the question. Do you know why you were denied your pistol permit? Can you express that real quick?
Basically, I was denied because, one, because of the charge. The charge is basically a family domestic. And then secondly, because I checked things off that weren't right. Mm.
And did you know that coming into the hearing today?
Yes.
Okay. So what do you believe you just gave the board to... essentially, you're asking us to vote in your favor and grant your appeal. What do you think you just offered the board in your hearing?
All I can do is support myself.
Okay. All right. I think you have the information or can get it, and you're aware of what was coming. Because you weren't able to offer that clearly today, that will impact my decision on... with the issue and authority has offered us from a long time ago.
Other comments?
Yes. I'm likely not to vote in your favor when we vote, but here's what I would recommend based on what I've heard today. If your intent is to ever have a pistol permit, I would really strongly advise you to take the application seriously. It's a legal document that you're attesting to prove you're worthy of having a pistol permit. You need to take it seriously. And if you don't know the answers to the questions, research them. Get the information that you need and include that on the application. In your circumstances, I would really advise you also to write a letter to the issuing authority explaining how you've changed and how you've matured and what's different about you in the present compared to how you behaved and acted when you were younger in 2016. You've got to basically prove to the town of Bloomfield that you're suitable and can safely handle a firearm.
I actually was going to have, they all wanted to write a letter and everything.
So that's my personal advice to you. I'm not a lawyer, but that's my personal advice to you as a member of the board if you would choose to reapply in the future. Take it really seriously.
Other comments? Seeing none, Chief Rosenzweig.
Issuing authority, but understand the police department will help you. You don't know the answer to the question, they will help. I mean, you can ask, and there are resources available to you to get the answers to fill that form out correctly. Okay.
Colonel Lewis.
Issuing authority.
Colonel Overturf.
Issuing authority at this time.
Mr. Gray.
Issuing authority at this time.
Attorney Sinetti.
Yeah, issuing authority at this time. You, at some point down the road, as Dr. Conrad says, you can reapply, and you know you have to wait a while, but. After you have done that, be more forthcoming and you know try to help them understand why you're a different person.
The next time I come with a lawyer.
Right.
Well, hopefully that won't be a next time. And get to reapply and you fill out the form properly and you can talk about a pardon for your charges maybe or things like that. So you have a lot of opportunities to move ahead.
Dr. Conrad.
Issuing authority at this time.
And Chair votes issuing authority at this time. 7-0 in favor of the issuing authority. Thank you both.